This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Voter registration maze. The Acorn Voter Purge Project is now in the process of emailing more than 2 million voters that have been made inactive and purged in battleground states. Georgia and Pennsylvania are the first drops currently on their way out. The emails link the voter to the Secretary of State's website in order to re-register or cure the error in the purge. A VPP team in the Atlanta area successfully completed 75 home visits with voters that were on the Georgia voter list as purged and were able to confirm in 74 cases that, in fact, the purge lists this year were much more accurate. The voter had either moved or passed away. This compares to 2020, when a similar VPP team found more than one quarter of voters were valid who should not have been purged. From this sample, it seems that Georgia, under the microscope throughout the country for purges and a critical battleground state, has in fact taken steps to clean up its act. We pray this is the case. Acorn VPP representatives are doing a similar test in the Philadelphia area now as well. Voter registration in the red states, given the complications and confusion in the process, has become precarious. Leaders from A Community Voice, affiliated with Acorn, have been doing registration, including at local colleges like Xavier, with students. People want to register and excited about the election, so members report signing up people has been easy, but in talking to organizers in Louisiana, there continues to be concern about the rules, the maze of rules and restrictions, whether every I has been dotted and every T crossed. Reading the Louisiana Secretary of State's website, it's easy to see why they're worried about these new first-time voters and what will happen to them when they go to vote in November. Here's how the new Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, describes the process. You must have a valid Louisiana driver's license number or Louisiana special ID and a residence address in Louisiana to register or make changes in your existing registration online. If registering to vote, and if a Louisiana driver's license number or Louisiana special ID number has not been issued, you may complete the online form, print the form, and submit the form by mail to the Register of Voters in the parish in which you reside. You must provide at least the last four digits of your Social Security number if issued. The full Social Security number may be provided on a voluntary basis. If neither a Louisiana driver's license, a Louisiana special ID card, or a Social Security number have been issued, and the form is submitted by mail, and you're registering to vote for the first time, in order to avoid additional identification requirements for first-time voters, attach either a copy of a current and valid photo identification or a copy of a current utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, or other government document that shows your name and address. Reading the instructions, it's all easy if you have a Louisiana driver's license or a Louisiana ID. It also says you can register without one by providing part or all of your Social Security number. Clear so far. If you have trouble online, you can download, print, and mail. That's also straightforward. It also says if you are a first-time voter, you can avoid problems when you register or vote by having some kind of photo ID, or, not and, something else from a recognized utility, bank, employer, or whatever, or government document with your name and address. The problem is that as clear as all this sounds, when you keep going to register online, the Secretary of State then no longer mentions that a Social Security number in whole or part works for you. Furthermore, the submission section claims no changes can be made, when of course, if you've printed the form, why not? All of this has confused both potential voters and those doing registration. Perhaps other states do not contradict their own instructions on their websites like Louisiana seems to be doing. Let's hope so, but the announced project of the Republican Party in many red states has been to restrict access to the ballot. Furthermore, their antipathy to young student voters has been well documented. Whether Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, or other states, new rules and registration requirements are having a chilling effect. The only thing crystal clear to me is that in a democracy, voting is supposed to be a right for citizens. There's no excuse for making it this hard. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.